Come on, here we go. This is what it's about. If you're here today, we've done the singing. I like that. Praise the Lord is awesome. Man, it's time for the Word. That's what we can learn from the Bible. Amen. Y'all ready? Today's your first time at Fellowship. I use this big screen. Put the Bible right there. It's the biggest Bible in Englewood right there. When we get into our new building, I'm getting a bigger Bible. Yeah, things big. Big old screen. Amen. We got to buy it, but we're going to get one. Amen. Come on. In a little message series, a two-week series called Renewal. And obviously, I started thinking about it because Kim and I are coming up on our one-year anniversary. And just the change I've seen in my own life, and I've seen in her life, and as Chuck said, in our family. God is a great God. He can, I mean, how many have been through some, you thought, impossible situations, and He got you through it? Can I see your hand? That is God. God can do that. Now, we can screw it all up, and a lot of times we make the problems, okay? And He still helps us, amen? He's that kind of God. But to see what's happened in our life, you know, here our first anniversary, just made me think of, wow, I'd like to share that with everybody. And so there came the idea to, let's have a big service down at the beach, and let's just all renew our commitments to serve the Lord. And, because not everybody's married. You know, and things like that. Well, let's renew to serve the Lord. That's the most important thing. Amen? Renew our commitment to Christ, our faith. Renew some vows. Amen? Tell Him we love Him. So this idea of renewal started getting on my mind. And I'd like to do this probably now every September. First 2 weeks in September, because it's Labor Day weekend. We do the big parade. I love our town. And then the following week, we'll just have what's called renewal, because September is sort of a dead time anyway around here. So I want to do something. Amen? Y'all cool? So that's where this came from. So this is just new ground for us. Renewal. Revive us again. Say that with me. Renewal. Revive us again. We all get where we are sluggish or making bad choices or not committed like we need to be for the Lord. It's always a good thing to get a little wake-up call. So that's what we're doing today. Let's go with it, Raji. Here we go. And again, if it's your first time, I'll have you say some things with me, you know, as a group. It just helps the sermon. It'll help it all if you'll help me. Re-words from the Bible. Re-words from the Bible. The word renewal, anytime you put the word re, the little prefix re, I'm not a big English scholar. I do have a minor in English. That's hard to believe, though, isn't it? And I know it is. But anyway, re-words from the Bible. Re, if you put re before a word, it usually means to do it again. You know, restart, replay, redo, okay? To do it again. You, not always, but usually that's what that little sucker means, okay? So, re-words from the Bible. Well, now, if you get your dictionary out, that's what I do a lot when I put messages together. Man, there's so many re-whatevers, it'd take me years. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to look at some re-words in the Bible. So I looked at every re word there was in the Bible. But not all of them I'm going to use today. But I picked a lot of re-words from the Bible to help us with renewal and revival. Got it? Yes or no? All right, let's go with it. Here we go. Now, renewal, when you look up the word renew in a dictionary, it says to make new. Well, that helped, didn't it? But then if you look a little closer, it says, or revive. And then you look up the word revive, and it says this, to return to consciousness. So to us as believers, to have renewal or revival is for us to return to consciousness of who? Of God. It's for us to return to an effectiveness for God. That's what renewing our faith is. That's what revival is. Me being conscious of God. That's what happens so often. We just, you know, get less conscious of God. Is that correct? Say, absolutely. And all of a sudden, you're losing your effectiveness for God. So, that's what these two little messages are about. So, some re-words from the Bible. I took these re-words. It was like playing Scrabble or something. I'm in my office just organizing re-words, and categorizing them. And I came up with five different things I'd like to say about renewal and revival. If you want to return to a consciousness of God, if you want to return to an effectiveness for God, there's five re-words that we're going to use today. this first one. Say that with me. Say it out loud. I must. One more time. I must. Can we say it a little bit louder? Because it doesn't sound very respectful. Say it one more time. I must. You want to be renewed? You want to have revival? You must respect the Lord. Okay? Here's a word that sort of goes along. And I looked at different scriptures and I organized them. Like I said, this word retain. Retain. I want you to see something. Put some scripture up. Romans 1. And even as they did not what? Like to what? Retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient. Keep looking. Here's what will happen. You don't respect the Lord. Let me tell you something. Don't be surprised what you'll do. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay? If you want to be renewed, revived, respect the Lord. Because if you don't, look at this list. When you don't want to retain God in your head, you don't have that consciousness of God, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, just arguing all the time, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Wow. Without understanding, just a nut. Covenant breakers, without natural affection, that's moms and dads not even loving their own kids. Implacable, people without mercy. I guess it's pretty important to respect God, isn't it? Say. Y'all hearing me or not? See? I must respect God. If I want to be renewed, I must respect the Lord. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of what? Wow. They know this, but they not only do the same, but they have what? Pleasure in them when they do them. Guys, if you want to serve the Lord, you can. If you don't, you can do that too. Amen? But if you're going to serve the Lord, you're going to renew your heart, you're going to be revived, you're going to be conscious of God, you're going to be effective for God, you must respect God. Yes or no? You hearing me? That's His Word. No, He's just picking on me. That's old-fashioned. God loves you. He's got better things to do than pick on your sorry tail. Amen? Say. Or me. Are you kidding me? He's a big God. He's given us His Word. He's given us His precepts so that we can run right. He gave us His Son so we could have everlasting life. He's given us His Spirit so that we can live in this life. He's given us His Word so we can have instruction. He's a good God. Got me? Say. Respect that. Amen. Proverbs 1:7. Say it with me. The fear of the Lord is the what? Beginning of what? Knowledge. But fools what? Despise wisdom and instruction. So, number one reword is this. Respect. And like I said, some of these don't, that means again. But you know, I think you ought to retain God and respect God again. That's something you need to do often, all the time. I'm going to respect the Lord. 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 I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to respect the Lord. Amen? Number one. Second reword from the Bible. So if I want to be renewed, if I want to have revival, if I want to be conscious of God, if I want to be effective for God, I must respect the Lord. Number two, sit with me, I must what? Remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. There's another reword. Now, repay the Lord for what He's done for me? I can't. Can't repay Him. Recover from the mess I've made? I can. Because redeemed, I am. Say that with me. Repay? I can't. Recover, I can, because redeemed. One more time. Repay, I can't. Recover, I can, because redeemed. Woo! Remember that. Remember that. I can renew my life to the Lord. I can be revived. I can do that. Now repay Him for His shed blood? No. Recover? From the mess? Mm-hmm. Because I'm redeemed. Oh, I need to remember that. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to what? Redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because your sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, remember that. Wherefore thou art no more a what? A servant, but I'm a what? And if a son, then I'm an heir through Christ. I can be renewed. You hearing me today? If you want to be renewed, if you want to have a consciousness of God, if you want to have effectiveness for God, you got to remember this. What? Know you not that your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. Remember that. You don't belong to you anymore. You belong to Him. For you've been bought with a what? Price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. So, remember the Lord. Now remember this. Repay? I can't. Recover? I can. Because redeemed? I am. Remember that. Amen? So we're building from rewords in the Bible. Number one, respect. You can remember till the cows come home. But what are you remembering if you don't respect Him? Amen. So respect everything. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It all hangs on right there. Thus says the Lord. This is the Word of God. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going to do. Flat out, this is the end of the line right here, baby. Amen? Respect the Lord. Number two, remember the Lord. Number three, here's some more rewords. Say that with me. I must receive the rebuke from the Lord. We're talking about renewing your commitment to Christ. We're talking about being revived. We're talking about recommitting. We're talking about rededicating your life. Well, I must receive the rebuke from the Lord. If I need to be renewed, there's probably a reason I need to be renewed. Because there's some mass, there's some thinking, I've lost some consciousness of God, I'm not being effective for God like I like. Be open to His rebuke. Are y'all hearing me or not? Be open to that. It's okay. Aren't you glad you had a daddy that told you stuff when you're growing up, or a mama, or a teacher, or a coach, or somebody cared for you? Say, God loves you. Instead of getting mad with it, receive that. Receive it. From His Word, when He speaks to you. And He speaks through others sometimes, His Word. Here's what Revelation says. As many as I love, Jesus speaking, I what? Rebuke. And what? Be zealous, therefore, and here's a big R word, re-what? Repent. So, if I'm going to have revival, if I'm going to have that renewed faith and renewed commitment, I must receive the rebuke from the Lord. Now, I'm going to use some cuss words here. Here we go. Here we go. That's why I use the King James. No, here we go. I'm sorry. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not the what? Chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are what? Rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens, and He scourges every son whom He receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with what? Sons. For what son is he whom the Father does not chasten? But if you be without chastisement, whereof are all our partakers, then are ye what? Bedward bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence or respect. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and what? Live? Absolutely. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now, no chastising for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yields the what? Peaceable fruit of what? Righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be what? Healed. What's the whole point? if you want to be revived, if you want to be renewed in your commitment to the Lord. Listen, I know that, come on, hang in here with me now. Respect the Lord. Remember the Lord. But you got to be open to receive the rebuke from the Lord in your life. Amen? Because He loves you. You know, it's not that He's just not letting you have your way. He wants you to have the best life possible. That's our God. Y'all hear me? Okay. Here's some other rewords that go along with this. Reveal it to me, Lord! What is it that's keeping me from serving You or keeping me from being effective for You? Reveal it! Repair it, Lord! Fix me! You hear me? Okay. So, number one, respect. Number two, remember. Number three, receive rebuke. Boy, y'all didn't like that one, did you? You okay? How about this one? We're getting there. Number four. Hang on. Don't go sleep on me. Y'all put me to sleep. Here we go. Number four. I must repent before the Lord. Okay? When you receive a rebuke from the Lord, when you receive, Lord, Your way is the right way, the way I'm living is the wrong way, when you receive things like that of the Lord, then you're going to need to do something about it. Okay? I must repent before the Lord. That word re, if it's there, it means to, you know, to do again. Well, this is something you need to do again all the time. Repent, 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 repent. It means to turn. Turn from that and go this way. It means to turn from, to turn from, to turn from. Something you're going to need to do. If you're going to have that freshness in your life of the Lord, if you're going to have that renewed spirit, you're going to have that revival in your heart, you're going to need to repent. Let's say it together if you know it. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Repent. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now I rejoice. Now watch this. Not that you were made sorry, because Paul was on this church about some really horrible things they were doing. Okay? And they got it. They received his rebuke. But it got them so sad. They were just so messed up thinking they were failures. Okay? And he says, I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to what? Okay? So when I receive a rebuke from the Lord, I see in my life something that's not right, I've gotten off the path, I'm not living the way I should. Yeah, we should be sorry, right? Yes or no? Sure! But sorry to quit? Sorry to just spend a life, oh, I'm just terrible, I'm a bad human being, I can't ever do anything anymore. No! Sorry, but you know what? Repent. Talk to the Lord. Say, I ask Your forgiveness over this. You see what I'm saying? Sorrow is a good thing. But if it's sorrow to repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner that you might receive damage by us in nothing. We don't want you hurt. We want you healthy again. We want you renewed again. We want you revived. For godly sorrow does what? Works what? Say that again. Godly sorrow works what? One more time. Godly sorrow works. That's why when people say, oh, I'm sorry, but it doesn't mean anything, it usually doesn't mean anything. You understand? Say, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry is more than just a word. Sorry ought to have some feelings. Hello? I lose you? Sorry ought to have some feelings. There ought to be things in our life when we're doing them. We ought to go, you know what? That's pathetic. I can't believe I'm doing that. I'm going to turn from that. You know, and it troubles me that I make choices and decisions. Sorrow is a good thing, okay? If it leads me to what? Repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world works what? Death. I know it may be a little complicated, but trying to help us today. How can I get revived, Pastor? How can I get renewed in my Christian life? Number one, respect the Lord. Number two, remember Him. Remember you're redeemed. You can't repay Him, but you can recover from this mess. Got it? Number three, receive the rebuke. Whatever He's saying from the Word, you know it's not right, you know the situation, you know the struggle you're facing. receive the rebuke instead of arguing with him about it. Amen? And be sorry about it. Number four, turn from it and turn to him. Is that making any sense, the progression here? You can't just renew your life by going, I just renewed my life. I'm renewed now. It's going to take you doing something, Jack. Amen. Say. And these are steps, biblical steps that you find in the Word. For behold, this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what? Oh, I love this. Yea, what? What? Clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what? Fear. The word fear is that word respect. Reverence. Okay? When we go through a situation, the beautiful thing about renewal and revival and repenting and the rebuke of the Lord and repenting is it's going to lead us to a place where we're fearing the Lord again. We're respecting the Lord again. Have I lost you? Okay? I hope not. Trying. It's tough. Yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be what? Isn't that the goal for renewal? Isn't that the goal for revival, that I can get that behind me? Say. You can. That's the kind of God you serve. Aren't you glad you don't keep your salvation? Say. Woo, I'd be lost, wouldn't you say? Woo, I'd be lost like every day. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Listen, the Lord's not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness, but He is what? He's long-suffering to us. He's not willing that any should perish, but He is willing that all should come to what? Repentance. That's not just for the lost, guys. That's for the saved. God is not willing that we screw our lives up. God's not willing that we walk away, that we walk a life that's horrible, that's not going to be good for us, nor for Him, nor for our world. Want us to do that. He's long-suffering. He's willing that we should, you know, wants us to repent. So I must repent before the Lord. So here's some other rewords that I found. Return. Return to Him. Release. When you repent, you return to the Lord, you release whatever that is and you let it go. Amen? You hearing me? Let it go. Remove it from you. Remove it from you. Ooh, say that one with me. Refrain. These are all Bible. These are all in the Bible. I got tons of verses we didn't have all day. How about that one? Reject it. That's why I started out today saying, in all these years, we've always paid every bill before it was ever due. He's worth you following Him. Did you hear me? He is so worth it. He is so worthy. He can so better run your life than you can. Amen? And whatever that thing is I like, or whatever thing is I want, whatever thing is keeping me from having a consciousness of God or being effective from God, I need to go, I reject that! Because you're not any good for me, and I'm going this way right here. Okay? Only you know what that is. Amen? Okay. So the words are, here they are, respect, remember, a toughie, receive the what? Rebuke, and then this word, what? Repent. But guys, there's a happy ending. Here's the happy ending. Restored. How about that? Is renewal worth it? Say. Is revival worth it? Say. Sure. God's goal is not to smash you. God didn't call angels to preach the gospel and witness on this planet and love people and give cups of cold water in His name. He said, if you do that for others, you do that in my name. He's called us to do that. God's not out there smashing us, wanting to, you know. No. God's goal for us is to restore us. Because all He's got is sinners to work with. You understand? Amen. This is something you might say, you might be in good shape today. You might say, hey, I'm pretty renewed today. I'm feeling pretty revived for the Lord today. I'm going to guarantee you, you remember these things. Because there's going to come times in your life you're going to need these little rewords. Amen. Come on. I am restored to the Lord. Nobody like David, a man after God's own heart, fell into deep, horrible sin. But he got restored. Doesn't mean it didn't have consequences. When we get away from God, there are consequences. Can't make those consequences go away, guys. But I can encourage you to get on that path again, to renew your faith, to revive. Amen? And you can be restored. Here's what David said. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Say it with me. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Say it with me. The whole thing. Come on. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with your what? Free spirit. It feels good to be free. Amen? Say that with me. It feels good to be what? You know how it feels as American, don't you? But some of you don't because you've never been out of this country, a lot of you. Okay? I tell you. Get out of this country and you see how the people live. Or turn on your news enough, you see how other people... It's great to be free. It feels good to be free, doesn't it? Feels good to be free. Well, it feels good to be free in Christ. Say that with me. It feels good to be free in Christ. Come on, it feels good to be free in Christ. And you can be absolutely free today. You can be absolutely refreshed today. You can be renewed today. You can be revived today. It's up to you. That's the life I want. Amen? Hey, look, if He's faithful, if I can confess my sins, and He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins, I'm going to take Him up on it. Amen? Say. And I want to follow Him. And He has been good to me all my life. Why wouldn't I follow Him? He's a good God. Amen? Come on. I'm restored to the Lord. Here's some other rewords. Relieved. Wow. How's that feel? Woo! Replenished. Refreshed. These are all in the Bible. Well, look at that. You get to the end, and that's what I wanted at the beginning. Revived. Restored. What were our five? Here we go. We'll see them in just a second. So I'm revived. I'm returned to a what? Of God. Can we take a little test this morning? It's okay. How many know exactly what I'm talking about because you've gone through these steps before and had to do it? Can I see your hand? That's what I was hoping I would see. And others in the room, you need to see all these hands that went up, including the preacher. Just get used to it. Okay? This is the Christian life. Now, one day the Bible says, beloved, now we're the sons of God. But it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know one day we will be like Him. For we'll see Him as He is. Amen? One day this old flesh that we talked about last week, this battle that we have, I'm telling between flesh and spirit, thank the Lord, hallelujah, you're going to be able to lay that burden down. Amen? But now we fight. We fight. We fight. And that enemy's our mind, and that enemy's ourself. We're the ones with the passion and the will that wants to do something that's contrary to what God would have. But there's hope for us. Amen? Because we have the Spirit of the living God. We're children of God. We're not castaways. We're not throwaways. I'm going to use the word again. You're not a bastard child. You're a son. You're a daughter of God. Do you hear me today? Do you hear me today, church? Get that down inside of you. And you can be renewed, and you can be revived. You can be returned to an effectiveness for God. That's what we want. Amen? That's what God's will is for your life. Say them out loud. Can we say them loud like I'm loud? Can we do it? Here we go. Say it loud. Respect. Remember. Receive rebuke. Repent. restored. How about it? Come on. What I call that is renewal. Praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on. Good time today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand on up. Yeah, I wouldn't let no cold keep me at the house from preaching. It's a message we need today. Amen. Hey, by the way, good looking crowd today for what? Second week in September? Thank you for being here today. Thank you for being here today. You matter. You matter to us. You matter to what we're doing. We've been praying, Lord, send us new people. Lord, and we do. Every week we have all kinds of new folks coming. But we've been praying that way. Why shouldn't they come? We've been praying. Amen? And loving and caring and doing and reaching. Thank you for being here today. I want you to know we want you a part of us. Just a few months, guys, it's going to be crazy. We'll make a move. It's going to be the biggest transition we've ever had. It's going to be crazy. We want new folks. We've got a big task ahead of us. Why the message today? We need to be renewed. We need to be revived. You think a building's going to do something? It's God's people that does something. It's God working through His people, man. Refreshed, renewed, revived, caring, loving. And the best way to reach people who are lost or hurting is with people who were lost and people who were hurting. Amen? Come on. So we're excited about what God's doing. So thank you for being here today. And just thank you for your encouragement. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. It was a great word today, Father. I pray others will know they can get in your Bible too. And they can see words. They can learn things. And they can grow. Father, I pray for some here today that though they're believers, they may have been taught that you're a God that just puts down or picks on or just wants to, I don't know what's being taught out there, Father, but I know that's not you. You're like any good dad. Yeah, we get a whooping sometimes because we need it. Parenting is tough, but you are the best dad. And you really care, even if it's tough. You tell us the way it is, even when it hurts sometimes. Thank you for being that kind of Father to me. Father, we love you today because you first loved us. Pray we'll not despise your chastening. I pray it'll remind us, wow, I belong to you. I belong to you. You love me. You care for me. You want what's best for me. Oh, God. Pray you'll help our head, help our mind, help our hearts to settle in on that and to want renewal and want revival. Oh, God. Refresh us, we pray. Speak to hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Here we go. I'm coming back.